Jess in it with you this morning. Now, the Hunter Innovation Festival kicks off next Monday. Joining me this morning is Festival Coordinator Claire Quigley. Claire, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Jess. I'm great. Thank you.
The Hunter Innovation Festival is very, very close now. It's going to be huge. We caught up with you probably a couple of weeks ago now to talk about the fact that not only is the Hunter Innovation down Newcastle way, but it's coming further up the valley, which is so exciting.
Yes, yes. And it's actually, it's amazing. We're just under a week from the event kickoff. Really exciting. The program has actually grown to nearly 50 events now, which is the largest it's ever been, which is amazing. So we're really excited because there's so much for everybody to attend. If there's any interest at all in innovation, there will be something for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about some of the specific events. Let's talk about the ones up this end of the valley.
Sure, yes. So we have a number of events happening in the Upper Hunter region. And one of the ones that I want to give a shout out to, I guess, is the first one off the block is Innovation in Equine. So this is a great event. It's happening in Scone, same as a week as Horse Festival Week, which is fantastic. So it's very much, you know, the Horse Festival and the Innovation Festival coming together. And we have some fantastic speakers talking about the what they do in the equine space and the innovation that they are leading in that space. We have Dr. Bridget Bester from Hunter Equine Centre. We have Pammy Seckham from Horse Sanity. And we've Dr. Yolanda Spurgeon as well, who does research in the University of Newcastle. And she specializes in things like skin cancer and equine and elements like that. So that's going to be really exciting. That's on the 10th of May in Scone. We also have the Inspirations Conference, which is in Muswellbrook, and that's being hosted by the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce. And that's really all about bouncing back. So the theme for that is bouncing back, bouncing forward, and utilizing innovation to do that, and how you think about solving problems and how you can come up with new solutions there. We also have as well a great organization called Regional Collab. And that it has Michelle Leahy organizing an event, which is a hybrid event. And that's going to be in Muswellbrook. And that's really about leadership and using innovation to drive leadership journey. It's very much an event for rural women in business and regional women in business. So I'd encourage anyone in the Hunter area, particularly the Upper Hunter, to come along to that. I promise you'll get some great insights from it. And that's in the RSL Club in Muswellbrook.
Fantastic. And you said there is something for everyone. You've got some events happening that are targeted towards the youth as well.
Yes, yes, which I'm really excited about. So one of the first things we did when we sat down to look at, I guess, how we want to run this festival and the fact that we want it accessible, we want it actionable. It's not just theory. It's about who's doing this and how do we learn from them, and also what else can we do and who else can we bring to the conversation. So youth and innovation for youth is imperative for the success of our region long term. One thing that we have learned very quickly throughout COVID times, I believe, is we can't just get good at one thing anymore. We've got to teach students and the youth how to adapt and how to become more resilient and how to solve problems in a far more complex world that's constantly changing. So, you know, that adaptability quotient, as it's called, is becoming much more important for our youth. So what we've done is having a number of events that are actually targeting young children right through to high school students. And a lot of these events are hybrid. So if you can't make the journey for whatever reason, you can still log in online, get your tickets and attend the event online as well. So an example of some of the events, Jess, are we have Hunter Futurepreneurs. So they're actually an amazing organization. They're all about building skills and capability within youth between 15 and 25. It's free in many cases. They have an information session on the 12th of May about some of the courses they're running and who they're running those courses for, and how, you know, they can start the conversation with people who are interested in learning more about becoming an entrepreneur, perhaps. We also have a really great program called Initiate 48, which is the IQN, so the University of Newcastle, are delivering this. And it's actually the first time ever this type of program is being delivered during the festival. And what it is, it's a weekend session for high school students who want to learn how to take their idea and turn it into a business in one weekend, which is amazing. So it's a real boot camp type style event. But, you know, it's basically, okay, guys, lemonade stands aren't going to cut it anymore. What are we going to do? How do we take an idea and look at this, not just from a small scale perspective, but the, also the ability of a student to look at this as potentially a global business. So it's about thinking big, doing big, and being with people who've been there and can teach you how to do that as well. And the other types of events we have are things like tech play and the Internet of Things. So getting people hands-on, you know, kids coming in, learning about how to program robots, for example. Very simple stuff, but that kind of early stage engagement to get children comfortable with and excited about learning about technology, but also about the impact of technology and innovation and what that can look like. And one of the other events I really want to give a shout out to, actually, because it's in Cessnock, is the St. Philip's Christian College are hosting a tour on the 11th of May. And these guys are, they're award-winning in terms of how they are designing their building and their education system for preparing kids for the future. So they're very much about changing the way education can equip children. They're very much as well about working with other educators. So I would like to give a shout out to anybody who's in the education space to come along to that, because there's going to be a lot of really informative talks and there's going to be a lot of leading edge information shared on the night. So if people are available on the 11th of May to go to Cessnock, I'd highly recommend they make the trip and learn what St. Philip's are doing in the education space for innovation.
Fantastic. There's so much going on. Head to hunterinnovationfestival.org for all of the details and details on how to get hold of your tickets as well. Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, grab your tickets, get online. They are going fast. I'd really encourage people to download the calendar, get your highlighter out, and get along to some of our events.